From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syria says it has retaken a besieged airbase. Syria's military reports it has taken back a northern airbase that was under siege by Islamic State for 2 years. State-run television says Syrian forces entered Kuwiris Air Base in Aleppo on Tuesday after a nearly month-long offensive. It says the military success was made possible by support from Russian airstrikes. Meanwhile, Moscow says it wants a second round of talks on Syria to come to an agreement on a list of terrorist groups operating in the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said any future ceasefire will not apply to terrorist organizations. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner announced Secretary of State John Kerry will deliver a major speech on Thursday.
I would just say that it's an opportunity for him to lay out the efforts that we're pursuing in Syria, both countering ISIL, but also to bring a political resolution to the conflict.
Mr. Kerry will take part in a second round of talks on Syria on Saturday in Vienna. The deadly Ebola virus continues to generate new cases in Guinea, where the disease first emerged into an international epidemic 2 years ago. Guinean Health Minister Colonel Remy Lamas says two cases of the deadly disease have been recorded around the Kalia region and said that authorities will keep monitoring those who recover. As of November 4th, the World Health Organization reported 7 cases of Ebola in Guinea. The other hard-hit West African countries, Liberia and Sierra Leone, have been declared Ebola-free following an outbreak that left more than 11,000 dead. This is VOA News. A 2-day international forum on peace and security in Africa ended with U.S. Africa Command's Deputy for Military Operations, Vice Admiral Michael Franken, predicting the eventual demise of the Nigerian insurgent group Boko Haram.
I believe that we will see, perhaps not a few months from now, but 6 months from now, a significant degradation in that scourge, which is Boko Haram.
The U.S. has provided troops to help gather intelligence on ways to defeat the Sunni militant group, and they cautioned that success will depend on how effectively the underlying causes of the insurgency, insecurity and instability are addressed. The U.S. government is offering new rewards for information on the whereabouts of 6 leaders of the Somali group Al-Shabaab. A reward of up to $6 million is being offered for information on Al-Shabaab's top leader, Abu Ubaidah. Rewards have also been authorized for 5 others. The European Union approved new guidelines on Wednesday calling for labels identifying goods made in Israeli settlements in a move swiftly condemned by Israel. The EU says the rules are a technical measure that will expand to its entire 28-nation bloc, labeling similar to what is already being done by members of Britain, Belgium, and Denmark. Labeling was first proposed in 2012 for goods coming out of the areas that Israel seized in the 1967 Six-Day War and that the EU does not recognize as Israeli territory. Today in the U.S., we call it Veterans Day, a day set aside originally to honor the members of the military who served in World War I, today being the anniversary of the 1918 armistice that ended that conflict. It has since been expanded to embrace veterans of all wars, including Iraq and Afghanistan. Elsewhere in the world, it is called Remembrance Day. This is Chaplain Padre Colin McLeod of the Royal Highland Fusiliers 2nd Battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland, who's serving in Afghanistan as one of the NATO forces.
I think the 11th of November has a lot to say to us about the justice of a cause. Why so many have given their lives in the service of their countries, here in Afghanistan in particular, and across the world. And we remember that, above all, it was to defend the weak and protect the helpless. And with strength comes responsibility. The military are the cutting edge in that regard, and we wish to do our bit, and everyone does their bit. And in doing their bit, so many have lost their lives, and it would be unforgivable of us to forget them. So days like today is about showing our desire and determination never to forget those who have been lost.
Special tokens of appreciation will take place, along with traditional and somber observances, including the laying of the wreath by President Barack Obama at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.